for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. So today we get to chit-chat about what does make a difference with the 5D Collective, whether you're a mystic or not, and how do healthy self-worth relationships work? Okay, so for one, the 5D Collective are people who are open to their self-awareness and self-motivated to get out of their survival mode. So you're going to want to be emotionally aware and you take a handle on your child charged parts. Okay, so that would be one where you are not going to want to walk around and say, I believe in the devil and evil and all of this stuff. You'll go around saying, this is my belief system, but you won't do it like a quote unquote asshole. And I'm being serious. So I know there is not this plane in the way that the ancient textbooks have written it, because I come from the textbooks. I grew up with Jesus and God, and I grew up Catholic Christian. It's Christianity, but people keep telling me that there's a difference. It's not different. It's just Catholicism is a denomination of Christianity. However, any spirituality person will, thank you, Sadhguru, know that the most precious thing is life itself, and we won't realize it at our deathbed. We also have meaning that goes beyond oneself. So when you see people that say they're spiritual because they do yoga, not necessarily. And when you see people telling you that yoga has demons coming out of you, no, not true. But you do have trauma charges, and those charges linger. And there's different ways that we talk about this. So trauma memories are stored in the body. Your body remembers what your mind forgets. Then your brain, because see, this is the part where even for me, sometimes I wonder, but I'm not the specialist. Remember, I'm the woo-woo pseudoscience lady for a reason. I have attachment and trauma information courses that I take. Some have certificates. Some are hours that I put in, and I have so many. I think I'll be studying for the rest of my life, which is good. I love studying. I love learning. Actually, it's not studying. It's I learn about how to continue to support people who want to know that you cannot delete trauma, but you can minimize it. And it starts with your self-awareness. So meta-awareness, self-awareness, and the emotional plane. And the emotional plane involves not going around being an asshole, quote unquote, with your three-year-old tone. We're just going to simplify, okay? So people who are in the evil stone, Michael Stone, forensic criminologist scale, they all need a good therapist. Then we have the people who I see going around, and they remind me of when Pinocchio goes to the island and he's with his friends and they all look like donkeys. No, they become donkeys, and he's becoming slowly a donkey, okay? And he, in fact, leaves the island with the ears and a tail. So we have a buttload of people that are there, okay? These would be Peter Pan's, Lost Boys, and then we got their 7 to 14, the charming human beings who, you know, these people follow. And I'm not kidding with you right now, okay? Because if you're a person that's 5D, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If you're not, then keep tuning in, wait a little bit longer, and you'll figure out because I'll get clearer. I'm not a genius, my lovely listeners. I'm a person who loves what I do, and I love to learn. I've always loved to, and I love being human. Oh, yes. Anytime as a teenager, people will be like, humans suck. I'm like, you do know you're a human. No, that doesn't mean anything. Yes, you're a human. You're insulting yourself. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. And I'm like, Jesus tells us how to love each other. What are you doing? Okay, so Jesus and God were the only thing that I needed to keep me aware of something, though, that I already felt. And in fact, when I moved into mysticism, at which point I knew that all of those who are of my belief system that I grew up with would not take me in. I intuitively knew that, because it doesn't matter how I explain to you that I got clairs. A person who's an ignorant human being, like the human being who keeps on talking about yoga and demons coming out of you, they spread rumors. See, to me, you're spreading a fucking rumor because you didn't get educated. Now, when I don't know shit, I know that I speak sometimes out of term, quote unquote, because I don't know everything. And if somebody comes and corrects me because I got a data point wrong, I'm going to thank them. I'm going to say, thank you for correcting me because I didn't know. I'm not going to get offended and be pissy in my pants, okay? So when people want to keep on saying demons come out of people's bodies, but we got neuroscientist Patrick McNamara, they haven't watched the video. And when you tell it to them, they still won't listen to you, quote unquote. Not that you're trying. I'm not trying. Okay, so 5D Collective are people who are not flat earthers. And they're not on Elsa's journey, meaning they know they got a three-year-old. Okay, so that's number one and two. So you're not going to say, I got triggered, so I'm going to justify that I went and attacked a comedian for saying words that offended me because I'm poor and I'm struggling. Okay, so when we have these types of situations, this is not about the person not being able to be given leniency, if you will. No, the institution, in fact, needs to be updated with people who are more attachment and trauma-informed so that they can handle every single case of human beings who have trauma better. That's number one. I studied government for a reason. I believed in those people as professionals. And then I grew up, I was like, wow, there's a lot of immature professionals. They are not walking the walk or talking the talk. The first two people I met that were not walking the walk and talking the talk were lawyers who did drugs, cocaine, not any drug. And they were talking about this, and I'm out with friends. I'm a little bit of a rock, you know, fan I have of my friends. I'm a groupie. I was a little bit of a groupie with my cousin for some time. Yeah, I'll never forget that. That time, well, a lot of beautiful times, but also, you know, there's people, they live a life in a certain way, and, you know, entertainment doesn't set a good example. But when I think of gender stereotypes, and when I think of what happens with men and women in the world, and how men continue to think that it's okay to be, I think of the bad examples that movies give, in addition to not having conversations. When women are attacking men with stereotypes, that's not a conversation, and the same thing goes for men. And then when I think of these fucking shitty examples that the entertainment industry keeps giving, and I got it, it's entertainment. I don't think of it as entertainment because I see all those Pinocchios with their little ears and their tails. They don't know healthy self-worth. They want to tell me to use the word smart. I need to look at people and think they're smart. And luckily for me, as a teenager, I did know a thing or two about liars, liars, pants on fires. And what I knew also is that our body speaks a number of things. So I knew that I couldn't lie about my facial expressions, about what I thought, about what I felt. And I was like, okay, Maria, you know what? We don't want to waste our time with stupid people. We need a word. I chose my word, and I chose it well. And I chose a word so that I could have a body that would not think something that would be like, wow, you fucking stupid, because, you know, it's not nice. But also, I didn't want to waste my time. So the real deal, 5D Collective, we know, like I said Guru, the most precious thing is life itself. Will you realize this now or only on your deathbed? No, I'm not going to wait till I'm dead. So anytime somebody wastes my time, it means they will have not brought me pleasure. One, they will have brought me some idioticry something, and that's a Cusco attitude. Because if you can talk to me, then I'm going to be happy to be using my time. In fact, there are times where I don't even realize that I have basically set a person into kind of a, like, what the fuck is she talking about? Because I'm just curious to talk. That's what 5D is, healthy self-worth. I'm not superior or inferior to you. I'm a whole three-year-old heart. That's a difference. I never lost my innocence, because why would I lose it again? Well, it's a figure of speech for a person who has a relationship with her heart, because you can't make me lose my innocence. The word means nothing to me except for the whatever the dictionary. Let's go find out. What does innocence mean? Let me go find it out. But it's not in a movie. So when people don't realize that their charged parts are what are living, their child parts. So when you feel helpless, hopeless, and you feel shame, then you feel guilty. Those are shame, blame, fault, revenge. Those are low self-esteem, safety behavior, because you still have child emotional charges that you have not grown up. It's very explainable once you're attachment informed and believe in attachment and trauma information. If you want to keep on believing in the movies telling you that that's how you experience emotions, well, there you go. So the reality is innocent, not guilty of a crime. No, that's not what it, in no sense. Hold on, my lovely listeners. So the state, quality, or fact of being innocent of a crime or offense, lack of guile or corruption, purity. What does that even mean? Okay, so see, these words, they all exist because of, let's go back to Christianity and Catholicism in the ancient times. Okay, I'm just saying, like, there are people who live these words, like when I was a teenager. Okay, so we're going to get into some stories. 5D Collective are independent thinkers, Mahasamadhi Samadhi. They're not smart, they're not stupid, they're people who know how to use their fucking brain. And oh, we don't think that humanity is actually not going to be capable of using their brain. Because see, if there's one thing that I am, is a human. And I've learned the word that I use because I respect humans, because I believe in you. Because I know I'm not a genius. And if I can do this, what I'm talking about, you can do this. And the attachment and trauma information people, the therapists, the good ones that have been doing all the research, they have proof. The only people who don't want the proof are the ones who are from ancient textbooks talking about yoga with demons coming out of them. Oh, let's talk about Reiki and it being shitty too. And anybody who's so close-minded, and believe me, I am disconnected from that entire plane. So I don't want to be connected to evil, ignorant people. They all need a therapist. I surround them with therapists, and I don't waste my time with them, because time is essential. You know, I've always found it beautiful. Anytime I meet Sadhguru, he's so proper. And so is Daniel Siegel. I'm going to tell you what I think. Because see, I bring to you the human element. As a teenager, don't waste my time. I didn't tell these people anything. black and white thinking is what you are when you're a teenager. It's, oh, I'm a bulldozer. I'm going straight ahead. You want to, no, you're not following me. You're either walking next to me or I'm already gone because I know where I'm going. I'm not lost. I'm not a lost lamb. I actually got very strict and very good. Okay, respect people. Don't be mean. Follow your heart. Do you? I don't want you to be anything different. Thank you, God and Jesus. Remember, if evil crosses your path, what are you going to do? You got faith. What did my son do? What does my son represent? So this is the reason why I had no issue saying, hey, God, you know, your son represents this. The institutions are doing all of this. I'm pretty sure they don't know how to use books very well because they also don't know the thing about time and how things that are written from way back when mean something different now, and they could actually modify. You know, this is that other part where it always gets me that people think to take the Bible literally in any of those books without allocating it into context, which means what year was it written in? Does anybody know, anthropologists, historians, please? If you do, go grab them for a minute. Let's put it into context, shall we? And then let's modernize it because that's how things work. If you want to keep them alive, of course, if you want it to die, you know, hey, be my guest. At the end of the day, the essence of Jesus doesn't live with the church. No, the essence of Jesus lives with us because he stood as a man who showed us, like Buddha and any other spirituality person, how to bring forth humanity. Now, I know people don't know, but even for, I know the monotheistic religions, out of the three, Judaism has 100 laws. And then this was from my world religions class. And then for the Muslims, we have 6 pillars or 7, okay? But for example, Muhammad, he tried to bring all the religions together. And lo and behold, they decided no, because we can't have all the religions coming together. And that is where the not healthy masculines are, with their little left brain digitally breaking things up, right and wrong. No, you're the wrong type. And there's your Aristotelian thinking versus the thinking of the Orient, I believe is how they say it, or the Oriental philosophies. So the group of spirituality from our lovely continent, I believe. I'm really bad with data like this because I forget my geography and my words. But hopefully you're understanding what I'm saying. And I remember reading this from Eric Fromm, The Art of Loving, where he talks about Aristotle. And I forget if he says Orient or Asian. I don't remember, but it was the type of thought process, the philosophy of life, the spirituality practices from all that is Sadhguru. Everything is open to all, which is why nobody's getting stones cast at them or being called out as demonic or anything. And that's why any monotheistic religion will not prevail if they have continue to do what they're doing, because the open-hearted human beings are not going to be there. The only ones who are going to be there are the ones who were fear-mongered, by the way, by their own household. And it's really sad. It's really sad because, again, those prophets did not come to divide us. This is what I, as a person of faith, know. Any prophet will not have come to divide people. The one thing that any religion with belief in it is going to be to have a system work together. And it's sad to see that people don't remember this. I don't know enough about all of the religions. So I know, though, about Jesus and Christianity and what I was taught. I don't know about the others, but I know monotheistic religions were not meant because of the heart of what a spiritual person would be bringing to the table. As they move forward in time, you know, that's what happens. And the esoteric lady likes to create stories. I'm not going to create stories. We were ignorant back then. We're still ignorant now. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is what has us continuing stereotypes, rumors, and then continue the lack of humanity that people have. So if your child gets proposed to be able to do mindfulness, thank goodness our educators are smart enough to respect all those different religions and say, okay, let's get secular mindfulness so people can understand that we're trying not to have them become Buddhists, that we're using what is a mind technique that can help your sons, daughters, days, your children's health, because their brain will be able to get integrated, which is showing the health of a person, integration of the brain. So Daniel Siegel was sharing about recent studies, mind technique, which is also mindfulness. You can know it as mindfulness, focusing attention, or focusing awareness and then attention. I forget the order, but attention, awareness, and kind intention. So those three pillars, they allow your corpus callosum, which connects your left and right mode together, your prefrontal cortex, which is where you engage in your higher social engagement system, your hippocampus, that's your memory center, and then your interconnected connectome, which is what creates integration, the mindfulness, mind technique trainings, all of it works these four areas. These four areas are impeded in a person's brain when they have childhood developmental trauma and attachment wounds. So humans are made and they just use stories. I use my story, which is Jesus told me that all people are here and I am a person like them, which is why 5D Collective are pachas. So I get things fucked up. I know that I will not ever get it right, meaning my words, my explanation. I'm not here to be a lecturer. Otherwise, I would have become a lecturer. When I'm doing courses, it's a different thing. These are podcasts. It's for food for thought. And it's not meant to be in any way, shape, or form, you know. But if you don't know how to be a grown-up yet, that's the only reason you'd be like, I'm going to say a word or two. And we have plenty of those, but that's not a grown-up. That's an emotionally 16-year-old who I'm not telling you what to believe in. I'm telling you and sharing with you some thoughts. And if you're tuning in, it's because you're wanting to. So number one, the difference is that healthy, self-worth people don't pick at each other for saying things that they don't like. That's for children to do, and they can do it wherever they want. I'm here and you can't talk back to cannot because, you know, it's not a two-way, but hey, I'm happy to have a two-way. We have video and I can meet up with you if you want to have a nice conversation. And that's one that is not going to be something where we tell people that, you know, yoga brings demons out of you. No, it's to bring forth what we know about how beautiful it is to be human, our emotions, how challenging it is to bring politics, religion, and people together when they're not open to education or they don't have the opportunity. We're not here to yell about being advocates of anything because yelling doesn't create a safe environment. Yelling is people who don't know how to use their restorative embodiment and they don't care to. They care to be Elsa on their journey to be superheroes, which is where the 4D is. I'm anointed. No, you're not. I have clairs. Yes, so do I. And it's not a competition. And FYI, neuroscience can explain everything about our clairs, I'm sure, or at least some of it, as well as the hard problem of consciousness, which you're looking into. So the relational field is what's his face, Daniel Siegel is calling it in my Consciousness and Change course. And here's where I want to say something else. Integration of the brain does change your brain. So there are people who don't support integration. They don't support the journey of you accessing your full humanity. I'm going to say it's because they don't believe in you. If they believed in you, they would give you all the information and then they would tell you about the pros and cons like you get from any, and the cons are not cons. Integration of the brain has no cons except for when you are decentralizing and reorganizing, there is a little bit of a wonky period. Now, if you have huge trauma charges, then that's going to be a lot of stuff that you unpack, but because you do it with no shortcuts, which is why you don't do, I don't want to do personal development, I don't want to do therapy, okay? So people who want to go and do that shamanic ritual stuff, or they go and do something that is not going to lead them to slowly uncover, this is what happens when people don't care about what they do for the right reasons. I care about what I do because I want to help you to be yourself. It's a very simple and straightforward equation. And the mystics are playing our ancient ancestors. Okay, so they have lost their way, but it's not in a way that isn't welcomed by the people who are on Elsa's journey. And nothing happens to them, by the way, but they don't grow to become independent. So you got the ethical cults, culty cults, and traditional cults. You got people calling people Zen masters, and you got devotees. And I mean, again, there's something to be said about that. I love Sadhguru personally, and I know that he doesn't want any person to be a devotee, but I know that that's what these people, when I see them flocking around him like he's a miracle, which, I mean, I have all the respect for Sadhguru. He's not a miracle. He's a human being who knows about his subject, and he's a person who's a leader, and he's leading people to do good things, and that's it, you know. So we don't need to be putting anyone on pedestals, and he does not seek to be put on any pedestal. So I, as an observer from the external, can tell you most of those people are not independent thinkers. They are devotees. He had no intention ever to do that. He is a guru. He wants you to be independent. But when they're venerating him as if he's given them some gift, they're not understanding because they don't know about the attachment trauma information. So they're not on the educated scale of, wow, okay, so what I'm doing here, it's not needing to be related to a divinity as in an entity, as in something that is, and it's not about magical, because see, again, I was raised with God. I moved beyond the spirituality soul age group. I'm in the enlightenment soul age group. So the 5D collective is also here, able to know what I'm talking about. It doesn't take away from my experience as a child growing up with my belief system, no. And I still have Akash, but it's an energy. I'm not going to share with you something that I have not conceptualized. So I'm sharing with you my experience, perception, and understanding of the relationship with the relational field. And when I listen to neuroscientists and people who are studying the hard problem of consciousness, or like Daniel Siegel, where he explains and explores as a therapist and I think physician and whatever other titles, he says, you know, I have, or he doesn't say, but I can tell that he has had more than just one experience with the relational field. So he's been having experiences for his life with his, with what he does. And what I'm trying to say is you and I are nervous systems. And the way that science can explain that our cells and us will connect and then that we will experience each other, this doesn't have to be put in a box of an entity that exists. It can be equated to an energy that is a flow. So dark matter, dark energy. This is what I'm bringing to you. It's not a truth. It's a conceptualization from one human being mouth after looking into all of the, again, neuroscience, attachment, studying it, learning it, plus my background as a person who is a mystic and has Jesus and did begin already with the feeling of, I know there's more to this life than just this. This is why, as a teenager, when the lovely teenage boyfriend made this deal about, no, no, you believe because you're afraid, I was so sad, upset. He offended me. He offended my faith, but in a way that was not ever going to change, because he completely was like, no, no, I know it is this. And he, you know, when people are speaking their truth, they will let you know. And that was the day that I learned that I would never, ever try to prove anything to anyone, because I noticed I couldn't. And I didn't give a shit, because I knew my faith wasn't about fear. I know when I'm afraid. So that's where, when you're a restorative embodiment of you, you know your feelings. And when other people want to tell you how you're feeling, you say, no, that's not how I'm feeling. And what people don't understand is some of us have a very good relationship and we have great embodiment of self, interoception, and just knowing your own feelings and knowing how to say, this is what I feel, because you got a child-centric environment and you were allowed to be sensitive and you used your brain. So I used my little left mode, what's going on? And I had conversation. I still have conversations with myself. And so what I'm trying to share is that the 5D collective goes beyond belief systems as well. It's not to say they don't exist. Anyone can believe however they want to believe. But I'm sharing with you that it's not magic. And science is magic that works. And then again, science doesn't have all the answers. We know that. And you know, the most amazing thing about that infinite higher human conscious potential, we will always have missing pieces to how to have life live on forever. And I've shared with you my future dream. And I think I did share with you what those quote unquote, the bad people of my dream were trying to do, which they were trying to, in the future, extend life to make sure we would keep living on forever. And I remember as I contemplated that, because, you know, we always talk about sciences, but we talk about the benefits of what we know, right? So when they think of the aspirin or the pills or whatever it is they've created, some people are like, yeah, this is great. Then there are other things that people want to talk about as a mutation of us versus understanding that the planet Earth, as well as the sun, they're organic material. So they will extinct, you know, things will happen. And science is, technology is what helps us to survive. And we are a species that lives. And so to me, a human being, I'm very happy that I have science and technology. I don't want to see any person have to die. There's no need. It's not the end of our galaxy and cosmos yet. Although, you know, they talk about that when I watched How the Universe Works. So they talk about how our, you know, whole universe will end. And it's very scary. It doesn't actually, well, scary, I don't know about that. But right now, we can't live off this planet. So what I think as a person who knows about wanting to bring the future for future generations is I want to advance so that we can help people to live as well as animals and nature. But what I'm saying is when you are equanimous, unflappable, when you're an emotional adult, as I'm presenting to you a lot of different topics on purpose, because the 5D Collective has no issue with any of this. These are one opinions. This is not a fact of any kind of at all. Evaluates a lot of different subjects that are actually important that I see people not knowing how to talk about at all, by the way, but healthy self-worth is why. And so when I chit-chat to people who are closed-minded, I don't chit-chat. You, my listeners, get to hear some of the things that other people, except for one of my friends, actually a couple of my friends, but that's because they let me be me, and that's because they're okay with me, you know, talking about stuff. And then it's also because they engage with me, because I don't like monologues. So I'm not going to present an equation or a conversation that is going to bore somebody, because I don't want to waste your time. Time is precious, and I will want to use your time as effectively as I can. And I know that I can enjoy myself to get to know you, because that's what life is also. I don't need to share my three-year-old's opinions. Okay, so you all get to hear some of these opinions just because I'm trying to give you the understanding of what the 5D Collective is for the IHP. It's people who are open to everything and anything. It doesn't mean truth. No, we don't do truth here. We the truth, we go to the science lab. Let's go see what quantitative data is built up right now on whatever topic you want. What is it? The environment? We'll go check out the peer-reviewed people. What is it? The people and why they're suffering, we'll go check out. I already know that part, but I'm saying there's a very specific way that we know where to go get data. We're not going to trust the internet. No, we know that there's a lot of unfortunate teenagers online. Yoga brings demons out of you. They do really well with their podcast, and all of these people, they do great. Oh yeah, Venus of God is doing awesome as she tells human beings how to, you know, remember women. If they say they want to fuck you, don't think of wedding bells. Yeah, fuck that shit. I want to shake his hand. Let me shake his hand. I'm gonna wait. What I got so far is not that. I got something different, but let's move on with our topic. So the other part, what is a healthy self-worth relationship? Okay, so it's one, people, men and women, who can talk about anything and everything and not insult each other and not look at each other like one is dumb, okay? When I have been looked at as dumb, which happens, and that's okay, because see, again, woo-woo, pseudoscience lady, oh, I'm good with dumb because I know I'm not smart, meaning I don't know everything, people. I don't, not even a little bit, and I don't care to, because I like to learn and I like to share thoughts. So I don't want to learn everything. But what I'm trying to say is a three-year-old is having fun in social times. I'm not trying to prove points. So when I see somebody look at me like I'm dumb, they're trying to prove a point. I'm not. And so I'm going to disengage that the three-year-old can have the floor. And I can have fun hearing their thought, because, you know, the other thing I know is I will never have thought it ever, 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 because it's not my brain. So I will be learning something. Even if it's not my subjective opinion, it doesn't matter. I'm appreciating. They're going to share with me something. And that's going to be a good use of both of our times. Somebody shares their thoughts. I get to listen. I get to hear something. And I get to put into practice my grown-up little britches. Shut the left mode up. Shut it up. My body's already enjoying this because I use that word. Remember my magic word? My magic word is already engaged because I've put it into practice forever and ever. And I'm in Krishna Lila mode. And I'm ready to hear. Okay, so when I have all these lovely people around me that have Cusco-type attitudes, I know exactly what to do so that we don't waste our precious gift of life. And when, on the other hand, we have people who use our time and they don't use it in a way that we will have appreciated, we will learn how to appreciate it, because we can say, you know, I consciously chose to build that relationship. I consciously chose to use my time in that relationship. I consciously thought of it as something important, which is also why we don't have addiction. A 5D person owns their brain. So unlike human beings who are journalists who say, I think we overestimate the ability for humanity to handle their fucking brain, I find that insulting. And any human that is going to be a 5D collective is going to find that insulting too, because somebody's just called you dumb, my lovely listeners. That's exactly why I'm like, you know what? With education comes empowerment. I'm going to say, You can learn how to use your brain if you're willing to be self-aware, self-reflective, and know that if your window of tolerance is shot up the roof, you need a good therapist. Okay, so there's very clear indications that will say when a good therapist is going to be needed and when not. And the first indication is, are you able to put forth kindness and compassion again and again and again in any situation? Somebody spits in your face. Did you know, by the way, that in Greece, they spit on you to get off to ward off the evil eye? I don't know if they actually spit on you, but if somebody says a nice compliment, they are supposed to go. So I'm thinking it's just like a, like three times spitting, but I found that out on a TV show. I was like, no way, don't spit on me. I don't want to be spit on, and I can't have the evil eye. I'm a mystic. I don't do evil eyes. That's for 4D plane. And they still believe in the whole evil shit. That's because they're still in duality. They're using their Elsa journey to fight a superhero. No, excuse me, to fight a supervillain. They're a superhero saving somebody, and there's your childhood person that's not taking, oh, look, my projection, oh, let me handle it. So, you know, again, it's not that the world is in full of differences, it is, but we can be grown-ups about it versus mean girls. This is what I'm trying to bring to you. So healthy self-worth people, we have fun looking out there and be like, wow, there's a lot of interesting people. There's a lot of fascinating people. There's flat earthers. I want to meet a flat earther. I can't wait to meet a flat earther. Because see, I know that some people are like, you know, they've shared with me what it's like for people to get to know me that aren't fond of me. And I still can't conceptualize that because I'm so appreciative of differences. And that's because a flat earther is no threat to me. They're not stupid. No, they're actually quite ingenious. I'm just wondering, could you focus on something like the environment first and then you can keep proving the flat earth thing, please? Like, could you use your smart brains? Because mine is really not that smart. I mean, it is smart in other ways, but not in that way. So I'm not an engineer, which I'm horrible in mathematics and all that stuff. So I know those are very important. In fact, you know where all the funding goes for colleges? Lo and behold, sciences and technology. I found that out when I was getting interested in my PhD, and my one of my lovely professors who I've maintained contact with from my political science years, he's an amazing human being. Well, all people are amazing to me, but he's an amazing human being. And he asks me, he says, why do you want to get your PhD? For me. Okay, that's good then, because your field doesn't get funding, you won't find jobs. And so I was like, okay, so I think I might not do that. I don't want to get any more in debt. But if ever I decide, I'll go. You know what? Also, I also found out that the people that tell you what to write about, so your dissertation, I'm like, fuck that shit. I want to do my own dissertation. I don't want no other teacher telling me what to do. That's not my work. It's you telling me what to do. And here's a three-year-old again. See, do you see how many of us have a three-year-old? See, I just admit that I have one. I don't want to be told what to do with my life. I didn't ask you to lead my life for me. I'm leading it just as fine and dandy as can be with my herd that accepts the annoying me, healthy self-worth. And every one of us can be annoying, but we do work together to respect the emotions. And that's the part when people choose to be romanticizing you. Okay, we talked about when meeting those men, in my case, when I've met men that are not emotionally available, I now know what I am getting to think about. All I can say to you though is a healthy self-worth woman will not be shying away from presenting to you everything that you're doing, because I didn't know that grown men would stay children in their emotional being. Okay, so a three-year-old brokenhearted man, woman, or they're going to lie in your face because they have a shame cycle. That's what it's called. They don't have healthy self-worth. Attachment wounds, trust breaks, you see somebody acting like the movies, you better bet you they have some unresolved shit, and it's their shit, not my shit or your shit. Okay, so here's what a healthy self-worth person can thank. I can thank all of the buffoons that have come prior to this day, as well as my attachment and trauma information to help me to be a better human, because it's very good to know why you want to leave it alone. And then to have empowering women conversations, because see, when I see people looking into how to do and use no contact, I'm like, wow, you're not empowered. You don't have secure attachment yet. Your 0-1 year old doesn't know how to live on your own. Here, let me explain. let me share with you all what it's like to be a 16-year-old who's getting dumped by an 18, 19, I'm 19, he's 20, and I'm getting dumped, and this is where, cheated on me 4 times, which is not a big deal. I'm polyamory for a reason. It's I love more people, because I don't say I love you and then I lie about it. No, I mean it. So I'm not addicted to love. I'm not functioning with an automatic anything. I actually know what I'm talking about. This is what happens when you are your own human being brain. Thank you, Mom. So I learned equanimity. I learned I could be my own safe haven, secure base, thanks to my child-centric environment. So I never lost my innocence. It's not about purity. It's I didn't lose Maria. I'm right here. And as a 3-year-old, I even told that biological father who confused me for my twin. I was like, this, I'm Maria. I have not yet seen my video. I would want to see my video because I know my eyes are like, you know, this is the one thing you can never change is your eyes, which is why I thought of my magic word, because I was like, I need to soften something. Something needs to go because I can't lie and I don't want to lie. I just want to make it neutral. And there's your Shiva. So I got to handle my Kali with my magic word as a teenager, because all these people kept lying. And their only answer was fear. And I'm like, I'm 4'9". How are you afraid of me? I don't understand this. And then as I'm getting told, I don't know if I love you anymore. I'm like, okay, well, you have a month to figure it out, basically, because after 4 years of being together, I think that's enough time. That's more than enough time. In the meantime, they were already cheating on me with their now forever companion, which is great. In fact, the fact is that when they finally said, yeah, I don't think about you in the morning, I was like, okay, we're done. Because the part about the person you will want to be with for the rest of your life is somebody that you wake up and you're like, wow, this is what love is, one. And it's not just romantic. This is actual love. It's a secure attachment figure. When you have a herd, the people that are meant to walk with you and talk with you and do that, these are people who you can be yourself with and they can be their self with. It makes it comfortable. And there are a bunch of healthy self-worth people out there and dynamics where people talk. Okay, so we want to set that example. The 5D Collective wants to set examples of how it is to work like actual just fucking grown-ups in my head. It's all I'm thinking. I thought people would grow up, then I saw them not grow up, and then I just noticed, oh, there's a lot of men that are buffoons, my gosh, and I'm going to keep on pretending they're not, because I don't want to waste my time with you. Once I've realized you've wasted my time, quote unquote, I'll say, no, let's fix that word, and here, I'm going to use my last traditional relationship, and that one began with an open relationship, and then we, you know, reverted back to monoamory, because they didn't like the polyamory business. I didn't really care. Today I do care. So today I am very much not going to be reverting back to anything, just because why would I? I love more people. And also I don't believe in a person's word because, you know, it's easy to blah, 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 your mouth away. And it seems that many people, again, they use movies. So I'm not going to take your word for it at all. Not even a little bit. I mean, you can keep on trying, but at this point it's more of, let me watch you as I age, and then we'll see what happens. Maybe at my deathbed, I'll be like, you know what? I'm so happy that you finally committed to something. And I'm teasing, because actually the people who are healthy self-worth, they have heart-to-heart conversations, so they don't waste people's time. They are very genuine. That's the part. They know how important it is for them to build something solid, okay? So the beauty of people who are grown up enough to say I'm afraid or I'm this and that, they don't waste each other's time. The ones who have attachment wounds, they're not doing it on purpose. But what I can say, as I was trying to get to my story, the 4-year relationship, great relationship in my book, I ended up finding out that there were areas that they had been complaining about, which pissed the fuck out of me. But we were already broken up, which is why I'm like, there's no need to address this. You're broken up. But it pissed me off because I said in my head, had they said to me any of the things that came to me after, I would have said, we're done, because you and I are not compatible. And in fact, I also knew why this person didn't do that. This is a human being who would jump head over heels for anything I wanted. And I did not abuse that at all. He spoiled me.
in a lot of ways. And what I mean is he's a romantic, well, I don't know how, now I know he's busy with work. I'm friends with the wife. We're family, you know, so we, her and I get to chit chat and compare notes on how he has changed. And see, I did learn about how he learned from our relationship, because he learned how to speak up for himself. In our 4 years, he didn't speak up, but that's because had he spoken up, it's exactly, okay, we're done, because I don't do what you're telling me. And the part about speaking up, it's about a conversation. Okay, so when we talked about open relationship, it was non-negotiable. When we revisited it, he presented to me why he didn't want it open, and I said, okay, fine. I will work with you on that. And that's what it is to be a relationship, is you work with each other, but then there are some things that don't change. So in my case, as a mystic with my twin flames, they are forever soulmates as well. There are people that are going to consistently be present, not only in my energy field, but in my life. And they don't represent just some random human being. Like, this is where physically, emotionally, mentally, they're not random. Now, bond only strengthens when people actually use each other's time together. And so that's also to be noted. As a polyamory person, the one thing that we have is time to negotiate. And you will know that you're going to spend time with people who make you happy. That's the other part, okay? So the bonds that we create, they strengthen based on the time we spend together physically, not in the fictitious land of the imagination. But when you are a mystic, as I was saying, you will have that part of you. It's not like the sciences people. When Daniel Siegel talks about the relational field and he explains things, I know what he's talking about, but he doesn't get, or maybe if even if he does, the downloads of his past lives, I haven't heard him talk about any of that. But see, to me, I have a relationship with myself, and it's not just woo-woo stuff, my lovely listeners. When I have downloads of all my past lives, and I have had plenty of them, it's not a download. It's Maria's past lives. But I won't be able to prove it, which is why I'm okay with leaving it in the movie sphere, you know? Okay, but individuals who have attachment wounds and they don't have healthy self-worth, when they are rejected from romantic love, they actually are going to be addicted. They have intense feelings of addiction when they have been rejected, because the nucleus accumbens, or accumbens, I think is the word. So this basic brain region where it's activated when you get addicted to cocaine, heroin, alcohol, cigarettes, gambling. Okay, so this is the part of why people think humans can't handle their brain. If I explain to you something though, and you recognize the symptoms, I'm going to say you have now the awareness of an opportunity. And people that have awareness of the opportunity, it's too hard, Maria. I can't stop being spiteful. Okay, go to therapy then. My point is, if I empower you with educational material, even if it's not perfect, that's why, again, pseudoscience lady here, I've botched up a lot of things in this entire conversation. I'm going to leave it as is, and we're going to have another episode, because I really wanted to get to something else from this videos. These videos, there were different interviews, but my point is, a person will say, and I'll be like, okay, well then, you can stay in your human suffering shame little cycle over there and continue whining about life. I'm going to continue educating and sharing with people information that empowers them to be their self, like a human being, because there's nothing special, quote unquote. And what I mean is, everything is, when you are connected to life, everything is special. This is special to me. It's always on. My love button is always on. But when people use the word, we're special, the 4D mystics think that they feel deeper than anybody else because they have clairs. They don't. There's two spectrums where you will expand to consciousness. And one of them is with us, the clairs, the divine feminines. Even though there's plenty who should not be, quote unquote, for me as a right now judgmental human being, I do not like to see human beings who say they're divine feminines and they're not. But then again, I'm not the only three-year-old in town, right? Okay, so I understand that, and therefore they exist, and they exist for the divine feminines that will go to them. And there's those Peter Pans and Pinocchios. And so there's your human suffering love group. And that's because they're not nurturing. The divine feminine will nurture all of her baby cubs. They will a divine feminine human. We're not the ones who are like, oh, you're a weak species, I'm gonna leave you. No, that's the point. We will not leave anything, any cub. No life. It's you are being asked to do something that your heart will not be able to bear, which is why we have healthy divine masculines. We need them. I know I need divine masculine, because in my heart I know I need that. In a way, though, of a healthy self-worth divine masculine who understands from the heart the suffering that I'm talking about, which is why they would know, okay, if let's say we have, again, I'm going to use animal kingdom, but if you have a cub, but it's not a cub mother, again, it's a person who's thinking, the divine masculine is going to know how to handle that in a way to avoid in a way to minimize the suffering that the feminine will have, and having to accept that piece just doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. We need to get rid of it, and they won't rip it out of your hands. You know, this is that part of what a partnership is. It's, I will do this softly and gently in a way that I can handle allowing you to understand what's happening, making you aware of it, and making you aware of it in a way that the mind, when used effectively, is gentle with the heart, and vice versa. And so this is what healthy self-worth partners in life in general and with humanity overall, besides personal development, each person, it's not gender specific, and polyamory or monamory doesn't matter. People who are complementary from these ends will know about each other and the need for each other, because that's the point of being, if you're healthy self-worth, you know that you're not a lone wolf. It's a bullshit statement. You're a mammal. That's number one. You have thought. You have secondary consciousness. Number two, you're going to know what's happening. And three, it's not, again, because of gender stare. Don't bring in the gender. Divine feminines are nurturers. Divine masculines, they're protectors. They both need a soft heart. They both need to be whole inner children to keep that innocence, which is not innocence. It is the open-heartedness in your higher social engagement system to use your prefrontal cortex. And then from the heart, because you have an overflow with humanity, it means we calibrate to each other, because nobody's in defense mode. So as you're looking in my eyes, you have integration of the brain. I have integration of the brain. You know what's going on inside my heart. So the minute you're going to feel somebody suffering, you're going to be like, okay, how do I let her off easy? How do I accompany what's going on with my words? Because see, the masculine knows how to use their words. The feminine uses the heart. We use our emotions, our body. And that's the difference. And we will, this is just beautiful when you meet people who get it, because they are healthy self-worth of each end of the spectrum. So the divine masculine will want to let the divine feminine off easy. And the divine feminine will say, you're safe to be yourself, because the divine masculine will not know that it's safe to be open-hearted. It's just a beautiful poetry. And they've crapped everything up with the whole twin flames shit. But that's where the 4D is at again. So they need good therapy, and none of them want it. They want to keep on doing Elsa's journey. My point being that when transformation happens, I already had learned this when 5D became part of my peripheral view. And so the infinity of life keeps moving forward. I know how to ask for help. I also know that the only actual divine masculine that is going to help me is going to be a healthy self-worth divine masculine, which luckily for me, I've got one. And so one is all you need in order to see more, and not because of not desiring to meet more, but I'm saying the attributes of a divine masculine are going to be clear only to a healthy self-worth divine feminine, which is why it will be appreciated, and it will be something that you actually, so it's like having a magnifying glass. I was missing a lens, now I got an extra lens. It's not an extra lens. It's a lens that I need, and it's a lens that I know I didn't have and don't have by myself. And that as I get accustomed to it because of the synergy that's created. And so this is what happens when we can interact with each other enough, because we all have divine masculine, divine feminine, we contribute to acquiring the attributes. So the reality is divine masculine grows more divine feminine attributes. Divine feminine grows more divine masculine attributes, and that leads us to becoming fully independent, which is great. Not that we don't want to be a unit. No, we are going to keep being a unit. But what I'm saying is independently as a unit, we then can go off into the adventure of the unknown with
happiness and joy. And we get to go off and meet more divine masculines and divine feminines with healthy self-worth. Or even if they're not, we get to set that example. So divine masculine with his own divine feminine sets examples for other divine masculines and vice versa. And that's what we are at right now. This is where we are. The 5D Collective, all of our IHP content, every single one of your relationships and any of those questions and any of your personal development, it is to bring you to more of your humanity. I jibber jabber, woo woo pseudoscience. It's great and dandy. That's fine to me. Do not take anything and write notes down because I will fuck up information. Forget it. And one day I'm saying yes and tomorrow I'm saying no. And who knows if we ever get, you know, more naysayers. That one's going to be a fun thing to deal with. Hopefully they'll make some really great arguments so that we can, you know, ponder how the Cuscos in town like to analyze people. Okay, so what I'm saying right now is I'm in this episode having fun, but also just letting you in on all that will come as we move forward. And for me, the beauty is that having healthy self-worth people is just awesome because it's so easy to appreciate each other. And it's because of being able to have finally met an actual divine masculine. And this is very sad for me to say because of all the others who have great potential, but well, they chose to disregard their own inner child. They chose to disregard how they treated a human being. They chose how to disregard their own household. They chose how to get out of a reactive moment, look and say, sure, hangover. Let me go watch some more hangover. Oh, I'm going to go fucking do drugs and I'm going to go drink and I'm going to go keep being an asshole about, you know. So I'm just saying, like, it is a choice once you have taken a specific action. Teenage boyfriend, I'm going to use him. When he and I addressed the third cheating incident, which was with my best friend, and I actually had to literally repeat myself 3 times. I'm like, dude, I know the truth. Stop lying. Just tell me the truth. I want the truth. We're together. I'm done. This is childish. We're growing up. Like, what are we doing? He admitted it. That was great. I went to see my friend after 7 days. You know, all the story. You already know this. But the point was, he presented to me the very woman that he would then lead his life with. And he presented the truth. She hit on me. I don't want her. I want you. And I know he meant it. In the meantime, though, because he didn't know how to address things with me in specific ways, he kept on doing his thing, which is, again, fine because they were meant to be together. They would see them together and their vision of the world. All the part that could have been avoided for her was that she became my friend. That's all. Other than that, she totally went after what she wanted. I tip my hat to that woman. Every time anyone criticizes her, I say, back the fuck off. Leave her alone. They don't know why. And I say why. She's an awesome person. She could have avoided. But again, it didn't break me. And people don't understand this because they literally think that the world is made of one human being. No. Again, solo polyamory, there's a reason for it. I know where I'm going every day of my life. And I know that if somebody loves to be around me, they're going to stick around. Because I know that if I love to be around you, I'm going to want more of you, not less of you. And I'm not going to be holding it with a chain. No, you can go and I want you to go have fun. I want you to see the world. I want you to be happy. That's called compersion. That's what love is. It's not let me, but see, I'm not afraid of losing you. This is the part, people who have not their inner child, they don't get to see their 0-1-year-old or their 3-year-old. So you got a bunch of people out there calling themselves empowered and calling their relationships empowered. They're not empowered. When somebody makes one human being their everything, are you kidding me? But when somebody knows that they love, they will show it. I will have never hidden the love that I have for any of those who were my ones. And the fact that it was not taken as actual love, but confused for love bombing, that's on them, not on me. Or confused for me being a stupid idiot, yeah, that's on them again, not me. And that's because people with poor embodiment of self, they don't know what love is. So I do know that I'm always on, and I'm surprised that any human being, when they say, human beings can't handle their brain, well, you haven't met a lot of us, because there's plenty of 5D Collective. We can handle our brain. And thank goodness for people like Daniel Siegel, because now I can come and explain to you how to handle your self-awareness, what it takes to move here, and not in a small way. It's, do you want to become the emotionally mature version of yourself? Are you motivated to get out of what is a dysfunctional, dysregulated nervous system, which is, by the way, painful for anyone who does have attachment wounds and childhood developmental trauma, but to the degree of what you are willing to say, you know what, yeah, I want to live a better life and I want to build better relationships. So this, the truth is, do you want to be a more, do you want to be in more relationships or less? And if you want more of humans around you, then you're going to say, yes, I want this. And you're going to say yes to not only therapy, also personal development. You're not going to whine about working with yourself or emotions or with people. And so, yeah, the 5D Collective. This is, we like to have actual tango partners. So we'll be back with another episode because I want to talk about some more things, but this one's going to be concluded. If you have any questions, let me know. And remember, Ask Maria, the paid subscription-based model content. I think I'm going to switch it up to that one. Ask Maria, what's your question today? Have a great one.